I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Jewish settlers and Palestinians hurled stones at each other in the West Bank city of Hebron today. They were fighting over a building where settlers have been holed up. Meanwhile, in Gaza today, an Israeli airstrike killed two Palestinians. Once again, the peace process seems moribund. But former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the way to make peace is through economics, not negotiation. Netanyahu's opinion may hold a little more weight these days. His party is now leading the polls for Israel's election in February. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
At a recent speech before thousands of American Jews in Jerusalem, Netanyahu was greeted with a standing ovation. He told the crowd that the intensive Israeli-Palestinian negotiations launched a year ago in Annapolis, Maryland, had failed because Palestinian society is divided between the more moderate Fatah movement in charge of the West Bank and the radical Islamist Hamas, which controls Gaza. Now, he said, it was time to try something new.
We have to strengthen the moderate parts of the Palestinian economy by having rapid growth in those areas. Rapid economic growth that gives a stake in peace for the ordinary Palestinians. Because right now in the contest between Hamas and the moderate elements, Hamas wins out because there's nothing that peace gives to the ordinary Palestinians.
Netanyahu said he wants to create thousands of jobs for Palestinians and improve infrastructure in the West Bank. The World Bank has said the Palestinian economy is withering, largely because of Israeli restrictions on freedom of movement. The West Bank's per capita GDP is about $2,000 a year, less than a tenth of that in Israel. Netanyahu said his plan would lead to economic growth in the West Bank.
You develop the seam line between the Palestinian areas and Israel, and you take three, four, five projects. I have very concrete ones in mind that do not require this constant conflict between Israel's security needs, roadblocks, and so on, and the development requirements of Palestinian economic growth.
Netanyahu was Israel's finance minister from 2003 until 2005, when he resigned over Israel's planned withdrawal from Gaza. During that time, he gave a strong push to Israel's growth rate by cutting social benefits here, a move that was cheered by some Israelis and vilified by others. Netanyahu said he sees what he called economic peace as a complement to a political process. He mentioned Northern Ireland and Cyprus as possible models.
Economic development does not solve problems. It mitigates them and it makes them more accessible to solution. It does something else. It creates a stronger partner on the other side that can turn to its people and bring them closer towards peace because they've gained something. And they have something to lose. And I think this is a definite change that I intend to introduce into the peace negotiations.
But Netanyahu's critics say his past behavior shows he intends to substitute economic peace for political peace. Netanyahu has opposed almost every Israeli-Palestinian agreement, although when he was prime minister more than a decade ago, he signed a pact that gave Palestinians control of part of Hebron. Yossi Balin, one of the architects of the 1993 Oslo Accords, says economic peace cannot replace a political two-state solution.
I think that it is between stupidity and a joke. It's like making peace through music. It's nice to have music. It is nice to have economy. But this is not a substitute. We cannot make peace through economy. Once there is peace, the economy might make it stronger. But to think that it can be done separately, that we can continue the occupation and the checkpoints and everything else and tell the Palestinians we will help you with the economy, it is really a very bad joke.
The latest Israeli polls show Netanyahu with a significant lead over his main challenger, Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni. For The World, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.